My scripture is Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14. Now, I read from verse 14. Say, for this cause I bow my knees, Paul was writing, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, hallelujah, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's the only sustainable kind of favor. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted like a tree and grounded like the foundation of a house in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all. Everybody say all. All. I can't hear you. All the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, what the Lord will still do in your life, you haven't seen it yet. That is, no matter what you have experienced as the goodness of the Lord, as the blessings of the Lord, they can't compare with what is coming. In the name of Jesus, it says that now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, he's not frugal with these exceeding greatness, exceeding blessings, or exceeding these, he's not frugal with them. They are exceeding and they are abundant, and they are above all you can ever imagine or think. According to the power that works in you. And that preaches all the message. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Do you know that if you pray that Christ should be glorified in your life takes a new meaning? Do you know that if you are going into a kind of venture today and it's looking so promising and you are also excited or afraid of it, either way. And somewhere along the line I said, no, Jesus, if I'm going to make millions of dollars out of it, may you be glorified. Because there's a lot of profits that are attached to it. Tendency for me to just quickly jump into it out of excitement, which I'm going to do. But, Jesus, take all the glory. That is, take the leadership. Guide my steps. Do you know? Oh, I feel the fire. Do you know that that venture may be an everlasting one? In fact, will be an everlasting one. Do you know that? What if she's on the other side of the scale? And now you are so scared. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I'm afraid to even. I'm praying that the day never comes. Why don't you, Jesus, just take all the glory in this matter. And watch whether what you thought will be a disaster will not become an everlasting landmark. I feel like something is cooking and God is stirring the pot. So Paul said, I pray. So why did you get into that, Pastor? You know, I like to make it my constant prayer, my everyday prayer. I try. But now and again, he reminds me on that prayer. I say, God, help me that my life will be a blessing to humanity. Anyhow, I want to fashion it. And above all, glorify, help me. Oh, I have been surprised. And that's why it's easy to say that You haven't seen nothing yet until you see the Holy Ghost. You haven't seen anything yet. I'm not joking. I may be funny. In the name of Jesus, if God be true and the word is true, you haven't seen anything yet. The world hasn't seen anything yet. They cannot define your future. But you see, it's not enough to be saying this. What's your responsibility in the matter? Because that's what will make it work. That will make it be. For many people, life is just wake up, sleep, have fun, eat, buy clothes, fashion. It's more than that. Hey! It is more than that. And the interesting thing is that this other side of it is more fascinating. When you discover it, you discover that this one has just been lies and distractions. We are not saying that they are not important. but they are not half as important as what matters. So Paul said, for this cause, I bow my knees. Now, for this cause, what cause? Now we can go back in context. And if we begin to do that, we get to the book of Genesis. But again, we decide to just stop at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. That would be a good place. But we don't need to go that far. If you just go back a little bit, you stop in verse 14. Verse 8 says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches? That is, no research can give them the result they are looking for, except the Holy Ghost does it. The unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see. You see why that prayer, make me a channel of your glory, and make all men see. Now, it says, and to me, who am less than the least of all saints. It didn't say of apostles here. It says saints. We are saints. Any man in Christ Jesus is referred to in the Bible as a saint. Go and read it. Said, I'm the least of all saints. Now, he wasn't dead now. He was writing. He was in prison in Rome. He was writing to the church in Ephesus. What did he mean by say the less than the least? What he was saying is that, look, I am not qualified for the platform God has put me. But see, and stands to reason that really he wasn't qualified by any human standard. Say how? The man that killed and maimed and bundled everybody into prison. Why? Because they are followers of Christ. The man that got permission from the church in Jerusalem to go shut down all those who were talking Jesus in Damascus. I mean, from his own account, you know what he said? He said, if you are talking persecuting the church, he said, I can't find any equivalent. What I did, the atrocities I committed, that this Jesus will now turn back and say, look, I want to elevate you to me. And he has indeed elevated me. I said, this is amazing. But how did he describe it? He said, unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, was this grace, this supernatural favor given. I'm talking of supernatural favor right now. Anytime God chooses you, it is favor. As a matter of fact, you cannot define God's favor without his hand being on your life. You can't define his favor except by divine choice and divine calling. And that's why the church is called, that is the body, the saints, that he said, we are called the called out ones, the chosen out ones. Why? Because we have enjoyed the privilege of heeding his calling. And so, categorically, you can say that I am called of God. I'm talking of the saints. I am chosen by him. Remember what he said in the book of John in chapter 15? He said, but you didn't choose me. You didn't choose me. You were fighting me. You are too full of yourselves. You thought you made yourselves. You didn't choose me, but I chose you. And my choosing you automatically means that you will bear fruit. So every time God chooses a man or calls a woman, it's for an assignment. Come on, talk to me. You do understand what I'm saying? So in other words, what we're saying is that when God favors you, it's for an assignment. How would the favor manifest? It's in the assignment. Come on. Praise the Lord. Did he call Joseph from our scripture? Acts 7. Come on, you can see there. Acts 7, 9, and 10. You can see there too. Okay, this is promise of the week. I'll show you later. Acts 7, 9, and 10. How does it read? And the patriarchs, come on, church, becoming envious of Joseph, did what? Sold him into what? Egypt. But God was with and delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him what? Favor. Come on, church. And wisdom. Come on. In the presence of Pharaoh, so much so that Pharaoh promoted him. So when God chooses a man, it is defined by favor. I was telling them in the youth church, I said, it's got nothing to do with age. When God says, I want to use you, he slams you with favor. You become uniquely different from the general. For the purpose for which he has called you. Favor is not just some blim blim to just the opposite sex and then beer and then wine and then liquor and then dance and then bright light and travel. Okay, those are the fringe benefits. But not women and men, that one is sin. And not even liquor to paralysis, it is sin. But that you won't enjoy life. No, you enjoy life. The real reason is your assignment. But when I say favor, what people think is wonderful husband, wonderful wife, good profit from business, good health, which is, yes, I agree with you. But those are fringe benefits. Fringe benefits don't come except you have the real stuff. Let me emphasize it again in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking you happy because you are born again. In the name of Jesus, you are chosen. Because you are born again, you are called. And because you are called, you are supernaturally favored. And because you are favored, God's presence is permanent with you. And because it's permanent with you, it's ever delivering you from every trouble. And it's ever decking you with favor and wisdom. It is not going to happen. It has happened. Pastor Taiwo, it has happened, but see where I am. That's why you have to listen to this message. Your attitude will promote you or bring you down. And that's why he was described. God is no respecter of persons. In a group of people, one person will keep on rising. Check their attitude. Check what they know of themselves, of their God, of their future. And that's why we cannot but teach. I'm the least of all the saints that God will choose me to do this. Glory be to God. And because his favor. So what informs God's choice of Paul then? Because really, Pastor Taiwo, I know I'm called, but when is favor? What do you think informs the choice? Nothing. Totally the prerogative of the benefactor. Talk about your salvation. He said, no. See, it is not of works that you have been saved. You are saved by what? Grace, through faith. Grace. You are saved through the supernatural favor of God. He allows someone to preach and he gives you the capacity to understand and to say, yes, I want to try. That's why the Bible says that it is God that works in us both to will and to do of his good will. Although God will impinge strongly on your will. So you make a choice whether you want him or not. And verses 9 and 10. Said that I should preach this unsearchable riches of Christ among the Gentiles. 10 says to the intent that unto the principalities and powers that it might be made known the manifold wisdom of God by the church, by you the saints. And that hit me hard. I'm talking Ephesians chapter 3. That hit me and that made me thinking. And that's why a lot of times you see, if you watch my life, I go, I come where I'm preaching, but I love Ephesians. I love the book of James. I love the Psalms. I love the life of Paul. I love the life of David. I like to study the life of Abraham. I like to live the life. Oh, Daniel. That's why I'm his namesake. And I like to study the life of Jesus. You know, in Ephesians, I said to the intent. Can you see? God favored me so much. He favored you so much. He favored you so much. He favored you so much. Why? That you will walk, that you will move, that you will fulfill an assignment. Let me tell you this quickly. Everybody is created to do something. It's the favor of God that positions you appropriately. And I say, you will so much do it with the intent that when the principalities and powers see, they will put on their thinking cap. They will try to work out how you are doing it, but they can never get it. Some cultures don't believe that you can be good depending on God. There must be something when there is someone. But you see, the cultural education that we've had from generations has been such that it must be something. Now, I'm not blaming them. They don't understand. You can't live above your understanding. Watching a movie from them years back, almost 20, 21 years ago. And I said, what's this? And the man will come. Say, in Yoruba. Say, I went to the house of Orumila. And when I do meet Orumila, I was looking for words. Orumila said that, they said word was in the house of Orumila. I got to the house of Orumila. He said, no, word was Susu. I went to Susu. And
And then one say, hey, shut up. That one say, yes, he was in the place of this and this. And we're talking, what? I say, ah. And that one begin to say, shut up. And they answer back. I said, what is this? Then I heard the Holy Spirit. He said, near to the cushion. He said, you know why I got you watching this? Can you appreciate the power? I said, aye. He said, in the beginning was the Word. All their powers are words. And that's where we get incantations from. Sorcery, divinations, enchantment, spells. But the Bible says he sent his word. And he healed the sick. The centurion said, I'm not worthy to have you under my roof. Just speak the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word of God in your mouth can be fire. The devils are confused when you begin to talk. I don't mean when I begin. Because yes, when you begin to talk. Now, I'm not blaming all those looking for Remy Lange. No. Why should I? That's the education they had. That's the as far as their knowledge is concerned. And we thank God for their lives. But will you limit yourself as such? When there's revelation of the word, will you allow yourself to be bound and your future mortgaged to a limit and a level? So he said to the intent, verse 10, that the many-sided wisdom, variegated wisdom of God will be made known to the principalities and powers. How? By you and I. So Dick's trying to explain that refers us to 1 Peter 1:12. Can you read it for us? Let him hear.
1 Peter 1:12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look
into. Wait a minute. Now, you see, let me tell you what he's saying here. You can go back and read it at home. He said, look, now you can begin to understand, Peter was saying, that the prophets of old, what they were receiving, they didn't fully understand. What they were receiving was for our generation. And it's the same thing that you are now hearing being preached to you in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, this was the mystery. They didn't fully understand it, but it's been revealed to us and we are preaching it now. They received it then, but they didn't understand it. It was not meant for them. It was meant for us. He said, this mystery is what has become so great that the angels are now... Finish up.
The angels desire to look into.
Look into. If you read it in another version...
Another version says, even angels long to look into these things.
Read another version.
Into these things, the very angels long to look.
You know what Dick says? He says that... Wait, let me read it. Whew. Desire to look into, explain, commentary by Dakes. Angels are no doubt amazed, come on, at the wonderful plan of redemption and of the eternal exaltation of the redeemed. Who is the redeemed? If you are the redeemed, shout amen. Are you sure you are the redeemed of the Lord? What it means to be the redeemed is that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are washed by the blood of the Lamb. Any redeemed in the house? So the angels are no doubt amazed at the wonderful plan of redemption and the external exaltation of the redeemed. You are exalted by that redemption. You are not the way you used to be anymore. You are different from every other human being apart from those who are born again. Even now. Everybody say now. Good. Angels are being taught by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So when you look at what he's saying in verse 10 of Ephesians 3, he said, knowing who you are and appreciating God for who you are is all you need to do. Demons will be confused. They will try to search you out. They will fail. They can never know the essence of God. He said, in the same manner, angels will look you over and say, ah, how? The Bible says, you are now their teachers. Can I conclude the way I wrote it at the side of my Bible? No wonder I'm an enigma to the devil. Tell your neighbor I'm an enigma. I confuse the devil. Principalities and powers. In the name of Jesus. In Christ Jesus. I'm an enigma. Then apart from that, I'm a university. For the angels. They are studying me. They can't understand how God can clean me and come inside of me and I'm controlling everything created. By the words of my mouth. They are studying. They are studying.
And some will come and be preaching that angels will judge you, and you come and worship an angel. Holy Michael, oh, Holy Michael. Ignorance. You are a university to angels. You are head, you are not tail. You are above only and never beneath. In the name of Jesus, you are a city on a hill. You are the light of the world. I say you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Come on, is somebody hearing me? You are completing him. He's the head of all principalities and powers. You are highly favored. You are decked with wisdom. Jesus is your wisdom. Jesus is your favor. He's your light. He's your salvation. He's your fortress. He's your strength. The strength of your life. Go forth and succeed. Prosper. Show forth the glory of God everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus.